In this bulletin, nurses walk off the job in Sydney over staff shortages. Ukraine's president sacks the head of the Domestic Security Agency and the Prosecutor General. And Cameron Smith achieves a spectacular comeback victory at the British Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Nurses at Blacktown and Westmead hospitals are walking off the job in protest over staffing shortages as a new COVID-19 wave hits. 15 senior nurses have quit or tendered their resignations so far. Emergency department nurse Denny Anderson has told Seven Sunrise they're unable to provide the care outpatients need due to the shortage of staff and demanding that New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet step up.
The department is constantly overrun. We are fatigued, we're tired, and the department is constantly being backed up by bed block issues. Perrottet, it's time for you to step up and make some changes.
Nurses want to see an immediate cap on nurse-to-patient ratios, with one nurse for every three patients. A second cruise ship with more than 100 COVID-19 positive passengers aboard has docked in Sydney. All 2,800 passengers aboard the Pacific Explorer will undergo testing before being allowed to disembark. Those who are positive and live in Sydney will be allowed to go home if they have their own personal transport. Those who are positive and live in other areas or rely on public transport will be put in a hotel by the P&O Cruise Line until the end of their isolation period. Refunds will be processed for all the passengers. Once cleared and clean this afternoon, the ship will take on thousands more passengers and set sail towards Moreton Island. Last week, the Coral Princess also suffered a COVID-19 outbreak. 17-year-old Australian boy has reportedly died in a Syrian prison. In January, he sent his family voice messages from prison saying he feared for his life after his friends had died beside him. Save the Children Australia has called the death a shocking and terrible tragedy and called on the Albanese government to act quickly to protect the remaining Australian children languishing in Syrian prisons. It says at least 63 Australians, including more than 40 children, are in prison camps in northeast Syria. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has sacked the head of Ukraine's powerful domestic security agency, the SPU, and the Prosecutor General. Mr. Zelensky said he had them fired because members of their agencies were collaborating with Russia. He adds that 651 treason and collaboration cases had been opened against prosecutorial and law enforcement officials.
As of today, 651 criminal proceedings have been registered regarding high treason and collaborative activities of employees of the prosecutor's offices, pretrial investigation bodies, and other law enforcement agencies. Relevant persons were notified of suspicion in 198 criminal proceedings. In particular, more than 60 employees of the prosecutor's office and the SBU security service have remained in the occupied territory and work against our state.
Two people have been killed in a shooting at a shopping center in the United States, and many others have been taken to hospital with injuries. Officers were called to the shopping center in Greenwood, Indiana, where gunshots were reportedly fired in the food court. There was no active threat to the area, and police have at least one suspect. People inside the mall at the time of the shooting say they heard between 20 and 30 gunshots.
I was just standing at the gate ready to close for the day, and I heard like 30 gunshots, and I just saw people running towards the store, and I was just letting in as many people as I could before I shut the gate. I was really, really scared. I wanted to close the gate, but people kept running at me, and I just kept letting people in and waiting, but it was like really scary because I have three kids at home, and I just wanted to like get home.
An emotional Cameron Smith has written his name into Australian sporting history with a spectacular comeback victory at the British Open at St Andrews. He won by a shot from American Cameron Young to become the first Australian to claim the famous claret jug since Greg Norman in 1993. Smith says the Australian crowd was right behind him.
I had a lot of support out there, especially the Aussie guys. You guys really kept me going out there. Seemed like there was a lot of you guys out there, kept me plugging away, and this one's for Oz. Thanks, guys.
I'm Greg Diet, and that's the latest SBS News.